Good evening. This is Patrick Donahue. Appreciate you listening. In John 8, verse 11, Jesus told the woman caught in adultery, go and sin no more. Jesus is telling this woman caught in adultery. He has a conversation with her. At the end of the conversation, when they're about to part way, he tells her, go and sin no more. You know, Jesus told the lame man the same thing in John 5:14, sin no more. Almost all denominational people, and even some Christians, would be incredulous at the thought. To them, it is impossible to live above sin. But that is exactly what Jesus is asking us, demanding us to do. So it must be possible. Now notice, I didn't say we do live above sin. I just said it's possible. And there's a big difference. If we have the view it is impossible to keep from sinning, then we won't feel responsible for our sins. Instead, we are in effect blaming our sins on God Himself for creating us the way we are. If our goal is to only do 5 out of every 10 things right in the Bible, because 10 out of 10 is unreachable, then when we do 5 out of 10, when we fail 5 out of 10 times, when we sin pretty much constantly, we won't be disappointed in ourselves and we won't repent. But if we understand the truth that God commands us to, quote, be therefore perfect, Matthew 5:48, then whenever we fail to reach perfection because of sin, we will be disappointed in our actions and repent. And note, repentance is the only way to gain forgiveness from God. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, I tell you, nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. But I don't think most believers really think repentance is necessary to be forgiven. One of my relatives once said, I asked God to forgive me before I did such and such. She obviously thought she could be forgiven without repentance. To the contrary, Acts 2:38, Peter told some believers, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Repentance is required in order to receive the remission of sins in becoming a Christian. Acts 3:19 reads, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Again, repentance is necessary. It's part of the conversion process. You have to repent to have your sins blotted out. Meaning if you don't repent, these last two passages say you won't receive the remission of sins. Your sins will not be blotted out. Talking to a Christian in Acts 8:22, Peter told Simon, repent therefore of this thy wickedness and pray God if perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. So a person that's a Christian, we try to live above sin. We don't. We sin. How can we be forgiven as a Christian? We have to repent. We have to repent. It's required. Meaning if we don't repent, we won't be forgiven. We'll be lost. 2 Peter 3:9 puts it this way. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is very patient with us. He keeps putting off the second coming of Christ, according to this context, hoping that more people will repent. He's given them time to repent, so they won't perish. You have to repent to avoid perishing. And many of those who do understand repentance is required don't seem to really understand what repentance is or what it means. Proverbs 28:13 reads this way. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Yes, God is a God of mercy, but he only shows mercy to those who forsake their sin. Now, Jesus said in John 8, verse 11, to the woman caught in adultery, Jesus said, go and sin no more. And that is what we should say. Do, teach, practice.